This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Maybe you're one of the millions of Americans who've been sweating in that brutal heat. Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia all saw record heat over the weekend. Then there are the floodwaters in parts of the Midwest. At the borders of South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota, floodwaters rose over several days. The AP's Julie Walker.
Days of relentless rain and swollen rivers resulting in record flooding in Iowa. Eric Tigges with Clay County Emergency Management says flooding surpassed the 1953 record, with the river cresting as high as 22.1 feet.
The electronic gauge that the Iowa Flood Center put in was underwater.
He says when the flood gauge is underwater, it's high, and that high water forced hundreds of rescues. I'm Julie Walker.
One person was killed during flooding in South Dakota, according to the governor. Thursday night's debate night, President Biden and Donald Trump. The AP's Jackie Quinn with this.
The co-chair of President Biden's re-election campaign says the president has a strong record to run on.
Joe Biden wakes up every day thinking about the American people, fighting hard for regular folks, thinking about ways to lift everybody up. Donald Trump wakes up every day pretty much thinking about himself.
Mitch Landrieu on NBC's Meet the Press also says Biden will reassure voters he's not too old for another term. But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says there's no way the president can defend his border policy, citing a string of violent crimes by migrants in the U.S. illegally.
The people that killed them, raped them, and murdered them were in our custody and let go, I think, illegally.
Graham on Fox News Sunday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he is willing to agree to a partial ceasefire deal in the war in Gaza. This is AP News. The AP Entertainment Update. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
The former Los Angeles area gang leader accused in the 1996 killing of rapper Tupac Shakur will ask a judge on Tuesday to let him out of jail on house arrest until his trial in November. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis will ask permission to post $750,000 bond.
I'm envy! Look at your hair.
Oh, yeah, not happening.
The movie Inside Out 2 made $100 million in domestic ticket sales in its second weekend, according to studio estimates. That's the best second weekend ever for an animated movie. It beats the previous record of $92 million set in the second weekend of the Super Mario Brothers movie.
This is Jeopardy!
The U.S. Postal Service will issue a stamp in honor of late Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek. Current host Ken Jennings will be part of the first day of issue ceremony outside Los Angeles on July 22nd. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.